Y'all set?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can call a meeting to order. Like Patty said, I'm Lieutenant Gaynor from the Police Department. You're stuck with me tonight, so bear with me. Looks like the first thing on the agenda is approval of minutes from April 27, 2022 meeting. Everybody has a chance to review those and see if there's any corrections needed in those, let us know. And they're all by the door if you didn't grab them.
It's attached to the agenda.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I make a motion to the committee that we approve the minutes of April 27th as written.
Second.
Can you second it, Sam, please?
And you guys vote on the approval and all that usually?
How many?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. And first discussion item is the community questionnaire. And I will,
May I interrupt? It looks like on the minutes, the first discussion item is committee member vote on Brianna Lefferless withdrawn, right?
Oh, you might not, is that an updated list, Patty? Because that's not what I have on the one that you gave me.
I don't have that either.
That's probably an old list.
That's what's in the last meeting.
Is yours saying?
Check the top.
Although it does say April 27th.
Does it say May 25th or April 27th? The top.
So I printed it on the minute?
Well, I don't have that on standing.
You got the cover sheet for 25th and April is the text. Anyway, never mind that comment. Strike that from the record.
So somebody has the right one and somebody's got the wrong one. Who is it?
That's what you picked up.
Yeah.
This is what you gave me today.
The first item, the discussion item said committee member vote.
Yeah.
So the front page, the front page is the agenda.
What's it called, the minutes?
So you go to your first page.
And this is the complete agenda.
Right on the discussion item.
Right, but go to your first page.
At the top, it says the date of the last meeting and this is what we did.
So the first page is the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Okay.
And this, I print out the agenda packet, so every single item that I attach to it, I print out also. So the second page is the printout of last month's minutes.
Oh, thank you.
Because that's an attachment.
I was confused, sorry.
I hope that clears things up.
Didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, that's good clarification.
All right, so first discussion item is the community questionnaire. And I would default to somebody in this group that's been involved in that. I've just been thrown in here towards the end of it. And I did get a chance to review some of the summaries that came back. But just if you guys were wanting to have a general discussion on that, then please go ahead.
I think if my memory serves me right, what we're gonna try and do was take those key areas and prioritize them. And as far as what, you know, we got from the survey and then come up with some recommendations that we agreed on and then send those to city council.
That's pretty much what I think we were gonna do this meeting.
So how we proceed, I leave that up to me.
Why?
Because you did such a great job with your format.
You know, when we did the summaries, I just put down comments that I pulled up under each of the things and then recommendations given by the public. And so then from that, I took, I mean, you, Rick, and I had pretty much the same kind of recommendations. And so now my most recent document is, I kind of grouped them, the recommendations to consider under traffic and homeless, but then a bunch of them were just not, you're not able to put them under the headings so much.
Right.
You know, so then I just put them under recruitment and hiring, training, community policing, code enforcement, and then the 911. Because I was stuck, I didn't know what to do, you know, how to group them. So all those recommendations are taking what the public recommended, also what Rick had and some other people last meeting made some recommendations to think about. But I think it's important for us to, right at the top of my thing, I said, how do we proceed? And I think it's important to work with the chief to identify what's already happening, because he filled us in on some things that are already happening in these recommendations. And then it would be our job, I think, to figure out if those things can be improved or what those things are. So, and then also work with him to find out the feasibility within the budget of making these recommendations. Are they even doable? Or maybe look at it for next budget. I don't know, but I think that that's really important. These are things that I feel we need to do before sending them. I think the process is sending them to the chief and then he sends them to city council, I think.
And I may I make some comments about the way I approached it? And first off, I want to actually commend you on your responses and recommendations, and some of them agreed with mine. The way I approached this was to actually use a spreadsheet, right? I actually determined what was actionable by the committee and what wasn't. There were a lot of, you know, good feedback, positive feedback. A lot of it was positive, but a lot of it also wasn't actionable by the committee. So I filtered those out. I put them under all the top six headings like we had: traffic, number one, homelessness, number two, number three, added services and suggestions. Then number four was safety overall. Number five was relationships. Number six was mental health. And I had to add another one because there was a lot of positive comments and other comments that didn't fit in, like Mindy said, into any of those six categories. So I created a seventh category, and a lot of them weren't actionable, but some of them were. So, and some of them actually fell into more than one category, right? So I took a look at those and kind of determined which categories that those comments, you know, fell under, and then organized them that way. So I have a spreadsheet that's now, you know, sorted by the actionable items and the clusters that we called them when we first. That to me, they're categories, but they're clusters. So I got that in my spreadsheet also. So may I make a motion that we actually go around the table and talk about our recommendations? But before I do that, Rick, you want to say a comment?
I just wanted to get some clarification. You know, when both of you say actionable items, are you talking actionable items that this committee can take, actionable items the city council can take?
Both.
See, I don't think we have the authority to make any action.
Well, what I meant was
just recommendations.
You action on the recommendations. Yeah. Who would own those recommendations for the police department?
Because in my mind, what I was thinking is that we provide recommendations to the chief, city council, whichever, and they make determinations whether they can afford it, whether they can do it, whether they can't do it. I mean, I don't see that being our job.
I want to clarify more
to provide recommendations that we took from the community survey, and this is what we found, and this is what we recommend, and then you decide whether you can act on it or don't act on it, or maybe you're already doing things on it, you know?
Here's the way I felt about it, Rick. Each one of us have our constituency that we report to. I'm having Now Sam is a student, I'm the homeowner. And so as we looked at these, the actionables by the committee for me was who was going to be the point person with regard to following up and actually executing on these recommendations once they're approved. So it wasn't that we were going to action on anything. We were, as a committee, going to decide what, like you said, the priority was. And then we were going to appoint a point person, in my mind, to actually do the groundwork, look at its constituency, maybe even contact his constituency. These guys, Fernando, and they'd contact the Latinx people that they know and talk to them about it. But that was my idea. It wasn't that we were going to action anything, but we would have a point person for the action.
I just didn't see it going that complex, I guess.
Okay.
But, you know, that just was in my mind.
Rather than everybody own everything.
Right, but the title of this group is an advisory committee.
Correct.
So it's to advise.
The city council.
It's not to do any action. It's not to be a point person of anything. It's to advise based on whatever information situation that we come from, right? And right now we're talking about a survey that we put out and we have these items. So to me, it's really about looking at these items and prioritizing and saying, here's the priority that we think somebody needs to look at and determine which of this list can, might the city, the police department, the whomever might do something about. And then it's done. Nothing else for this group.
Do you feel we're done once we actually make these recommendations and it's over?
That's what an advisory group does. Now, it doesn't mean that we won't continue doing something to maybe get more information and create another recommendation.
Or the city council may come back and say, you know, we want you to look into this.
Right.
Right.
The first action is with the city council and to decide where they want to go.
I think I agree with what you're saying, but I also think that it's not enough to just, I don't see our job as just to tell the city council, like, oh, this very vague, like, area is what needs to focus on, but, like, we can have more specific ideas about different types of action that could be taken. We're not taking the action. We're advising the city council on what action should be taken. So I'm not sure if, like, you were saying that or not, but I don't think it's enough to just say, like, oh, like, the public thinks that, like, homelessness is an issue, so, like, work on that, because that doesn't really mean anything. That doesn't help.
Right, but if you look at these underneath, to me, they're very specific.
Yeah, no, I
install cameras at the intersections.
Yeah, no, I
right, if that was the priority, that's pretty specific around homelessness.
If we
designate specific areas for tents. Yeah, so I agree with you.
If we go back to what our first goal that we made, a few months ago, when we made goals for this committee, the first goal was complete, analyze, develop, and recommend action plan for the results of the 2021 Report Committee Police Survey.
Action.
So that's kind of what, you know, I think is in all of our minds to put down something specific. Okay, homelessness. You know, this is what we could see as an action plan. Action plan one, action plan two, action plan three. Go on to traffic, action plan one, two, three. You know, I guess that's how I was kind of viewing it.
Mm-hmm. And I took it one step farther. This is the last comment I'll make on this before we, you know, get into a rabbit hole too much. When I first took over as a PAC member here, I read the website and what a PAC member was responsible for. And one of them really stuck out to me. It said, to serve as a liaison between the police department and the community. Such other and further matters as may be referred to the committee by the mayor, city council, or police chief. So what I took that as meaning, to actually go out in the community and serve as a liaison, talk to people, find out what their problems are. And this kind of falls into that category. It's nothing but problems the way we're looking at it, right? So I wanted to actually get the community's input and serve as a liaison between them and follow up with actions. And the only difference between the whole committee actioning and what I proposed was that we appointed somebody to be a a point person, maybe that's a bad word for it, but as a representative of this body to follow up and figure out what needs to be done, keep going, right? Not just stop, like Sam said. So that's all I'll say.
Hey, Stu, I'm not clear about, if I'm looking at Mindy's notes and the category, and I think Rick also kind of distilled it, and Fernando maybe distilled it, I'm not clear what the category you're adding is. Is it the community relations piece? Because it doesn't seem like that was connected to this.
It was basically just a dumping ground for anything other that didn't fit into any of the other categories. Most of them were positive comments with no action by the committee necessarily.
Okay, okay, thanks.
Otherwise, they stuck in my face, I had to get them out of my way. Is that clear?
You might need a turn, like a, someone who's queuing, who's next in line. Do you want to do that, or do you want someone else to do that?
Sure.
Good.
Because we don't have our chairs tonight.
The body of that.
Fernando, I saw your hand up next.
Okay, yeah, well, I was gonna say, bear with me, I'm trying to picture it all back from the last meeting when Chief was telling us, we kind of touched on all this stuff now, so the way I took it was, okay, we're gonna get this stuff, we're coming back because we can't necessarily do it ourselves, per se, and that point person was gonna be, in this case, Chief. And then, remember, we had talked about some town halls, rather, that they're coming up where they discuss some of this other stuff. So, I mean, it's, all these things are right there, but I believe for tonight, I suppose we just kind of have to agree that this is about as far as we can take it, as far as we've gathered the information, we've
right.
categorized it, we've even prioritized it, so now we have to present it. I'm not sure what other way we have to present it, because, you know, I'm not sure. And then they'll, you know, we present the chief, she takes it to, or he takes it to council, and then we come back and...
Agreed. Yeah, I think we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves
yeah.
by talking about that. So the goal was to, you know, I believe the goal was to look at all the ones that we could and actually come up with suggestions, recommendations for each of the ones that needed recommendations, and also look at the other sub-goal was to look at the brochure and make comments. But that's about basically all we have time for this meeting right now.
I mean, then I think you nailed it, because you added that, you know, miscellaneous, if you will, category as well. So we're coming together.
So I'm actually prepared to talk about my recommendations, and I'm sure Mindy is too. Are we in agreement? Maybe we could go around the table once we start looking at them and just quickly have a couple of words about what our recommendations would be around the table for that particular item. It's like it's 6:20 right now. I have how many line items that I could discuss? I have 82 line items that I can discuss.
Stu, maybe I can just volunteer. The Budget Committee just completed their three sessions, and maybe some relevant budget proposals related to the police department would be helpful for context. One is, and just to be clear, we all know that the police department is facing challenges of hiring, right, and retaining and training folks and getting them road ready or whatever the term. But they did vote to, like, there was, I don't even know what the numbers were, but there was approval to reinstate a school resource officer. There was approval to bring in a part-time weekend community service officer in addition to who already is. And there was also approval to have a detective specific on, like, drug detection and such, with the understanding that, like, finding those people right now might be challenging, right? Like, but there was approval for those. So as it relates to how information was organized, I thought that might be helpful contextually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The comment I can make about that is that actually is one of the suggestions, a couple of them actually, to create a school officer and a community service officer on the weekend.
Some of those sound familiar from last meeting too. Like he was weaving it in and out, not wanting to commit to certain things, but some, just like you mentioned, so many meetings that happens there.
And I feel like we also voted for, possibly for like a, adding a parking enforcement person on the weekends, cause that's been, but it's kind of chicken egg, like when we have the parking machines or whatever, then we can enforce it. Anyway, so those are things.
Good info. Anyway, I guess we should maybe discuss a little bit more how we wanna approach this meeting and getting our committee recommendations out. Be recorded, I guess, cause that's our goal this night. Maybe we should just go around the table and have somebody read one and then say what your recommendation is around the table. Could you possibly do that, Patty? Could you take notes on that one?
Yes.
So let me make a motion then if we're ready. I move that one person of the committee read the response and then around the table, one at a time, we provide our personal recommendations for that response until we're done.
You're talking about the responses from the community survey?
Pardon me? Yeah.
I don't think we need a motion for that. I think we can just do it.
Can you just do it?
Yeah, you can just have discussion on that.
Yeah.
But I'm not clear what document we're following.
Right. Which document are we using? The one you have on your computer or the one that we all have in our hands?
The one you have in your hands.
The one you all have in your hands.
Oh. And then you're suggesting that like we start with install cameras at intersections. Do you agree to that? Do you prioritize that? Is that what you're saying?
The way I wanna approach it, what I want, let it.
Cause I don't understand, that's what I.
What I said is have one person read the response and then around the table, each member of the committee say what their recommendation is for that public response.
Right, so one of them.
From the questionnaire, not from this, right?
I'm confused as well.
See, I think we already did that.
I'm quite confused.
Just while I'm picking up, are you talking about the six line items?
Correct.
So one person will read topic number one and then you'll go around the room and everyone will say what they want for topic number one.
Well, I actually broke it down a little bit further than that, per response.
How many responses are there?
Like I said, I have 82 line items that I've actually looked at.
We did that, right? I feel like we've already done that as a committee. Exactly what you're talking about, looking at each community response you're talking about, right? The 82 or 100 and whatever. And I think from those, we distilled them down into the six headings.
Okay, I'm ready to do that too.
But we did that.
That's what we did last time.
Yeah, that's what these are.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I can't wait, yeah, went through and I generalized.
Yeah.
And I guess I did that on my own at home.
When I just, you know.
Right.
Noted that there were several responses.
That's when I came up with those two pages of arrows.
Okay, I'm a little bit of a disadvantage because I didn't make the last meeting because I was hurt. But I've done the same thing, so I'm ready to do it that way if you wanna do it that way.
So should we take like almost this first and go through that? You wanna go through six?
Well, the first one on here is traffic specific.
Or traffic.
But that, this is just my stab at trying to get a discussion.
I think this is really helpful.
So can we start with traffic specific then?
Sure.
Can I make the suggestion maybe as opposed to not really going through 82 cause that's not, we've already done that.
No, we'll just be going through these ones.
Just through the six, yeah.
Keep narrowing it down, but maybe three, four.
I really like the idea to install cameras at intersections coming from San Jose, which is a rather large city. That works really well. Especially if an issue does happen, then you can go back and look at what actually happened. Although I don't, you know the specifics of how traffic cameras work. Like that's my favorite suggestion out of all of the ones that I saw.
I can give you a little input on that. We tried that and actually presented it to the council. I believe the chief wrote up a proposal and at that time the council did not want to move forward with installing traffic cameras.
But I think it was only also 101 and 20. I don't think there were other intersections that it was proposed at, right?
I mean, that makes the most sense. That's the only ones with traffic lights, and that's where it works.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that was the main intersection that we have the most problems with, most dangerous, most crashes. So that was the most reasonable place.
What we could come out of this with, as far as the action plan recommendation, is for the city to analyze traffic areas and to install cameras at those specific areas that they deem.
Just to put another push behind the.
So that would be an action plan.
Can I ask, CM, do you know why it was rejected?
I think there were a couple of different things.
How long ago was this?
I would say it was pre-pandemic. We were in physical space together. And I think that part of it was, is, you know, this gonna, is it gonna create more risk, like that people know there's a camera, so they're gonna go fast? Or is there enough, are there enough crashes or accidents that we're seeing? Like, there wasn't, I don't think that the council felt like this is super pressing. Now, that said, I think that coming from the Police Advisory Committee, if that's if that's something that y'all say, that's gonna have more weight.
And it's
having.
Not to say that the chief didn't have weight, but just if it's coming out of this and out of the community survey.
I would also say it is important to know why it didn't pass the first time, because then we can kind of alter the suggestion and change the way we want to proceed. That's important.
I think it would be important to point out the fact that traffic conditions are only going to get worse. Even if we don't fix the problem now, it's just going to be a bigger problem later. So,
If I remember correctly, and I may be remembering bits of this, the chief said there was hesitation by the council also because of the image it might leave with tourism getting citations through the intersection, which is a poor response, in my opinion, but.
If you're doing something illegal, even if it's in a different city, you're still doing something illegal.
Exactly. So, but definitely I think it should be, I think that's a great topic that you guys have and should be free to address.
May I make a point of order that we don't go too deep on the response and just go around the table with our recommendations, because we're going to run out of time.
But
we have time limit.
Sure.
We have more meetings.
Just what I put down, and cameras could be incorporated too, is review area residential that are problematic and look at preventative measures, cameras, stop signs, speed bumps, etc. Because what the things that I was taking out of this was, and you've got a list of too many speeding, running red lights, illegal, and there's lots of comments with, you know, high speed chases, enforcing speed limits, speeding, you know, there seemed to be a lot of speeding, dangerous driving, speeding, and then there's a few red lights, illegal headlights, you know, some of the stuff like that, drag racing, speeding, running red lights. And from my experience, I live on Big Creek Road, where the gravel area running up. People go 40, 50 miles down that road all the time, you know, and things, and I know with Ocean Drive, I think it is, has problems too. And, you know, and I've seen other cities do this too, you know, simple thing like a speed bump, you know, could help slow things down in areas. But that's something that, you know, somebody would have to analyze and take a look at. So some, you know, recommendation, you know, it would encompass a variety of things. You know, sometimes just a stop sign, you know, can help slow down or reduce traffic. And so that's one thought.
So that really can be, install cameras can just be combined with those.
Right. I mean, that would kind of encompass, you know, all those types of things, you know, under the same goal.
I was thinking, one idea I had was, and it just blew out my...
For traffic?
Yes, for traffic, is as a form of code enforcement, you get a ticket, whatever, for speeding and so forth, go to school, take some driver's ed training type of enforcement, making you more responsible as a, you know, whoever get caught. So that's where I was going with the code enforcement, or not something like that.
The other thing that seems to work too, and I've seen them around town, is the speed limit reminders. You know, sometimes that, you know, triggers people's thoughts and helps them with speed. I put out a safety Joe little thing, you know, somebody stole it. You know, slow down. We're just developing a relationship too.
But I don't think we can put our own signs, right? Like slow down.
No, well, yeah.
The little guy that says slow down, children are here.
Yeah, but they don't allow you to do that.
Oh, maybe it's like somebody stole
one. My neighbor put one by where we live, and they somebody went and take it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen them around town.
It was.
Code
yeah.
enforcement works.
Yeah.
There you go. It wasn't on the road, yeah. It wasn't a safety hazard or anything. Just Joe hanging out in the front yard.
Yeah, for traffic, I had also the speeding and putting cameras on the intersections and try to see if we can get more stops where there's like more curves. You know, where I live, I usually by the state police. So there's a stop if you're coming towards the highway, but there's not a stop going. So the UPS trucks, they're always like speeding up the curb right there. It is, yeah, not safe. So.
Well, my first recommendation on the traffic was, and I don't even know if this is possible, we need to do a little follow-up myself from the, you know, the chief to see if peak time additional officers are even possible. But one of them I had was, you know, put a patrol there, put somebody there to watch for a while. You know, create more emphasis patrols, basically, was the thing that I put there. And, you know, in all of these, I'm thinking also that we could actually, as a committee, once we do a community outreach event, we can include some of these as topics for those events. And this is one that we could use as a topic. Then I also had the cameras. I saw Mindy's before I had that idea, and she reminded me that we could possibly do cameras at intersections, so I put that down too.
Can I ask a question of you about this?
Yeah.
I remember when it came before the council before that it was essentially like a service or something, that the cameras that detect speed, it's like a service that we would actually like pay monthly into. Do you remember this?
Yeah, so what the system is actually, this one that we proposed was just a red light camera.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't focus on speed or anything like that through the intersection, although it does capture that data. Mm-hmm. The service is, it's a monthly subscription. And the study, because we did a one day, I think it was a 1 or 2 day study just in that intersection, and taking that analysis that they gathered that 2 days, it would be like twofold enough to pay for the subscription fees. And what that also includes is the ticket portion. So we're not taking a paid position to have to process those. It's all done through that service.
The city would get a profit.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they would still have to come into our court and pay the court fees, and then there, you know, there's the service fee that the city gets from those court, those traffic tickets. So yeah, it would completely pay for itself, and then it was a large amount of money. I think it was like almost $100,000 a year probably that the city would get just because they're the now. Granted, if this up for 6 months, it probably would go down, right? Hopefully, because that's the goal. That there would be less people getting tickets going through that intersection. But yeah, right. Behavior change. So that first year would definitely be profit.
Do you recall if there was a trial period that we could like test it out, like beyond the 1 or 2 day? Like,
I
is
don't
there a,
know
let's just
that.
See how this
yeah,
works.
We definitely have to reach back out to the company to test that.
The reason I'm asking this now is because we just finished our budget process. So
right.
If we wanted to do something about this, it's a little bit time sensitive because we would want to try to see if that could be something that we could potentially add in, you know, before the council votes on the budget package.
Sounds like
so
the advisory committee is pretty, you know, set on the camera thing. I think like 3 of us have mentioned it.
Yeah.
And the other preventative things that we're talking about. Speed bumps.
Yeah. I think looking at things as a whole, instead of putting your everything in the one basket,
mm-hmm.
because not just one technique or intervention is good for everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because then you got to have somebody watching cameras and doing that sort of and monitoring okay. that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
They're not free too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perceptually, they're like somebody said, they're it's not a good perception.
All right. I just you know going around. I think that one seems the most like reasonable and simple, and also seems like it would you know have a pretty large effect, especially at first, like you said, before that behavior change happens of reducing speeding and like running red lights and that kind of thing. So that installing the cameras makes the most sense to me.
That's four suggestions there.
Mm-hmm.
Cameras, speed bumps, more visibility, and I was talking about code enforcement.
Emphasis patrols.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Patrol visibility.
And
what
I
are these
just,
things are going to depend on them being able to staff their department?
I was just going to add that, Mindy. The chief's dream would be to have a dedicated traffic officer.
Mm-hmm.
And 15 years ago, we had one. And then basically 15 years ago till today, we have never had the staffing to maintain that position. It was a dedicated, that's all he did.
Mm-hmm.
And that it did help a lot. It reduced the accidents that we had, you know, compliance, all that good stuff. So that is definitely on, you know, that would be a dream of his.
How come it can't be spread across all the whole officers?
Because here's the problem with that. When you spread it across, like if you just say, okay, we're going to go do traffic enforcement,
or
you get to do that for about 45 minutes, and then you start answering calls for service.
Yeah.
And then you're done doing traffic enforcement.
Yeah.
So the dedicated position wouldn't go on calls unless they were emergency, I need help right now type of calls. That was their sole job.
Yeah.
And just to add on to the patrol thing, and it may just seem kind of hair-wired, but in Yahats, you know, they've got that patrol car, that fake patrol car that sits out there. By God, I slow down, and I know it's there. But sometimes, I mean, sometimes that can be an intervention in places just to park a vehicle.
Yeah, we used to have a car that we parked in Agate Beach.
Yeah. And potentially, you know, another thought
mm-hmm.
is we and I don't know how many we have police department volunteers. You know, perhaps they can monitor, you know, an area and then report back and say, yeah, you know, we've got all kinds of speeders down this road or
the problem with that one is they can't, because they're volunteers and are not sworn officers, we couldn't write a citation
right,
off of
but
that.
But they could provide information, you know.
Oh, you're talking like
you know,
data that, collection?
You know.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, speeding happens during 4 and 6 during
yeah.
Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. I mean, that's really good information.
Yeah.
You know, that,
but
that
could,
then
but
you could target, you know, those areas at specific times. It's just a thought.
Yeah.
But you couldn't follow up directly if somebody gave
right.
a
no,
license
no, no, no,
plate
no.
number.
This would be observational.
Yeah.
Observation and reporting.
I agree, but I also think that everyone thinks that there's too much speeding in their area all the time, and it would be pretty hard to, like, for the police or whoever's job it was to
yeah,
differentiate
I mean,
between, like, oh, this is a legitimate claim
yeah.
and this isn't, when every single person is
yeah.
like, oh, there's speeding on my street all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be a little tough.
I bet you that if you talk to an officer, they could tell you the problem areas are.
Probably, yeah.
But it's a good thought to be able to use volunteers to do some of this.
Yeah, to do some of this stuff.
Data
you know.
Collection that we.
And I hate to
need.
Be a buzzkill, but we have one volunteer now.
Because we recruit volunteers.
Volunteers.
Pretty much when COVID hit, they kind of all resigned and are just. We
haven't come back now.
Yeah, and they don't want to come back, so we. That's part of the reason why the parade ended at Highway 20 this year, because we didn't have staff to. Get it down to Fall Street.
Yeah. And just remembering, I mean, what we're doing is brainstorming and,
sure.
and you know,
right.
And all ideas are should be on the table.
Yep.
homelessness?
So we move on to.
Well, we didn't get everybody commenting. Did you have?
I have, I just agree. That's what my comment would be. I agree.
Mine too.
All right.
Okay, there you go.
Actually, one thing I just want to say, and maybe this came up in your last meeting, I'm sorry. But on 20, crossing near the school, the pedestrian and bike safety issue, like maybe there, we just need more signage or like a flashy light, which might be an ODOT thing or something. And it seems like there's something that's down the road that's a plan for that area, but I would just say like that might be something worth paying attention to.
Yeah, I really like that.
Like that, that's good.
They catch your attention, you know, especially on 20, and I see not all kinds of people, but I see people trying to cross all the time.
Yeah, cars don't stop.
Yeah.
I mean, some people stop, and it takes them a while to do so.
And what we can do to help facilitate that is, that's an actually ODOT.
Yeah.
But we can make the suggestion and ask and the request. The chief has got a good contact there now that he's worked with on some of the other crossings. And then it's up to ODOT to decide to do the study and then decide whether or not they would put the crossing in on Highway 20.
What are those called?
We call them flashing pedestrian lights. I don't know what the.
That's a good one.
That describes it.
If we wanted to like put that through, how long would that process take? A while. Okay, that's.
I've seen, so like 15th Street, we tried to get that one in and I think it took 8 months.
That's, I would rather it not happen like in like 2 months because, you know, if they do the study when summer is in, then they're not going to get the
right.
Same level of crossing.
Yeah,
so I just want to make sure it
right.
Happen right
yeah.
Away.
Do we want to move on to homelessness and mental health?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, I want to start this one. So.
I'm so sorry, I'm going to interrupt for a minute.
Sorry, Patty, do you want these in a ranking for, because it sounds like from what I'm hearing from the group, is they're given the maybe the top five or six, maybe Mindy's list, depending on what's decided, and then a recommendation that those are followed. And then what I don't know is if you want them in a 1 to 5 ranking, or is this just 5 that we want to work on?
I mean, I think our number one, if we were to have one, would be installed cameras. That's what most
the
people
traffic
live.
Safety.
I didn't rank the individual.
All of these
yeah, the like
sections.
The headings, like
I
the
think
sections.
We'd have to go through all of them to decide that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we have to talk about all of them first, and then we can.
I didn't
back.
I just want to make sure I have everything under traffic.
Yes.
Okay. One comment about ranking of the individual clusters. Mm-hmm. I personally didn't rank.
Okay.
Anything like that?
Yeah.
I
think we can do that as a committee. We don't.
Yep.
No individual
okay.
Should do that.
So do we have all of Mindy's comments plus patrol visibility?
Traffic.
Rick's the.
Rick said, yeah, observation and reporting.
And also stop signs, speed bumps, volunteers, just to, not just cameras.
But I would definitely, you know, clarify that the most one we talked about, we most agreed on is the traffic cameras.
Yeah,
cameras.
This was the most. Yeah.
But there are some that you listed, Mindy, that we didn't discuss that are good.
You mean the fill the empty positions? Well,
that's
you know, that's pretty
one.
Much being
yeah.
Taken care of. As
that's pretty,
as
pretty
best
hard.
Can
that's,
be.
I want
yeah.
That too.
Yeah, I know.
It did appear in numerous number of places in responses from the public.
It did.
But the public doesn't necessarily understand that it's not as if the police isn't trying to hire people.
Right.
Right.
And that's why it's actionable by the committee, because we can talk to them in our public outreach event. About it and
yes.
Put them right. And you also had a good one about stop signs, speed bumps.
Yeah.
Put them in the right spot.
Right. I mean, it'd have to be not a, you know, whatever you guys do to determine those things.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
EBD on that one. Okay.
So for homelessness and mental health, the one that stood out to me very strongly and I'm interested in, and actually the one that stood out to me the most across the entire paper, is this one at the bottom, create/revive multidisciplinary response team for all situations and for all residents that involve mental health, drug and alcohol abuse and other situations as necessary. And I know that those types of teams and that idea has been taken up by a few cities around the country, especially recently. Eugene, within the last year for sure, I can't remember exactly how long ago, began that, and they've been really successful overall, and I think that would be doable. Now, of course, there's also the same problem, like we talked about, can we hire people to do those jobs? But I definitely think it's something to look into because it's been successful, and that's like, that seems to be a very important thing to me, because if you have a team that is not that works with the police but is not directly associated with the police, they may not have that reputation with the committee, with the community, that the police has, which is oftentimes a negative reputation, unfortunately. So I think that's the one that really stood out to me.
That's the one you're going to stress?
Yeah.
My only discussion is I've seen a national news organization report that these types of things are really successful in certain big cities. They've created these things, and it's not that your mental health professional or your homeless professional is a police officer. He's an integrated team member that is, and Spanish-speaking officer, same thing, right? He's an integrated team member into the whole team, but it's not police. So that's a great idea, I think.
I would say I definitely agree, and I've read a lot about that. And I think the major connection between this and the police would be that this group, this group, this team would be able to use the police's resources, because the police does have like great access to the community and to, you know, that's who people call and that kind of stuff. But it would be largely separate from the police. Just honestly, just to get away from the stigma, which makes people scared to call the police for that kind of thing, because you know, whether it's reputation or whether it's them or someone they know has been handled poorly, like, you know, I think that's important and a reasonable plan of action as well.
Well, we had a little model of this, didn't we?
Yes.
Didn't we have a somewhat of a model here in the county with Sheriff's Department?
Yeah.
And then it was lack of staffing, I think.
Yeah,
they have, mental health.
Yeah, mental health left the team, so that was a major bummer. That was the one key element that we really needed.
Yeah.
And then when they left, it was the Comet team, and then when the mental health staffing left, it just kind of dissolved. And I know that the sheriff was trying to get that team back together, and I don't know where they're at with the mental health being part of the team.
So I think it would be a great action plan.
Yeah.
Great goal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, correct.
Are we all in agreement on that?
Yes.
We can move on to the next item.
I don't think any of the other items are bad suggestions at all. I think they are important, but I think the one thing in this category that would make the biggest difference and be doable and, install more trust with the police and with this other group would be this. And I think that's kind of our job is to facilitate that better relationship. And if the police is not having to take these calls, which it really isn't their job to do, then that relationship will slowly improve. And so that's why I singled out that one, but I do think the other ones are good suggestions too. So I don't think we need to skip past them. I think that those deserve discussion.
Well, I think that our recommendation would be to focus on that one. I mean,
yes.
We can't do everything, you know? Nobody can do everything. So
yeah.
If we have one main one, that's why I pointed out that cameras was so focused on by us, because if we have one main one in each area, that makes it much easier later on.
Can we see by going around the room with, for anybody that wants to agree with that one? I can agree with that one, and I do. But I think we should discuss it first before we decide, let's just do this one and move on. Because there's several other, you know, suggestions, recommendations that we have for this homeless. So I think we ought to air them.
Yeah, I was hearing most people agreeing. That's why I mentioned it.
Yeah. Well, that's one,
that
one of mine.
Actually, the only comment I would have is, again, I'm not one to like to put all my eggs in one basket, so to speak. And I think as many solutions as potential solutions that you can come up with, because if this one doesn't work, then maybe this other one will. Not that, you know, that we should take, you know, less priority because there's three, you know, but, you know, getting something done is better than nothing.
Yeah, and we're not here to prioritize them anyway right now.
Right.
We're just here to air them as a committee. We want to be complete about it, so everybody should have a voice.
So how would you word that recommendation then?
Let's see, well, I got, well, I, go ahead.
It's like, that was, Patty's got it down already, she's part of it.
I have create a multiple disciplinary response team.
Okay.
That's funny.
And that's, you are right that that's not really specific enough, that's not.
No, I'm good with it.
No, but, well, I mean, if we were gonna, you know, take the next step to recommending it to the city council, that doesn't really mean anything, like, that's not enough.
Yeah, we have.
And so we'd have to take steps after that, but I think for now, that, like, makes sense to me as, like, this is what we wanna focus on, and then, once we have gone through all these and we've focused on them, then we can kinda come back and write out what we would say.
Yeah, we could say create a multiple disciplinary response team, including someone that knows mental health and is a Spanish-speaking person to interface with the police, something like that.
Homeless advocate.
To be a little bit more succinct.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, along those lines, we've been sent there a couple times too, a community service type of respond person that has, gonna need all that training.
Rolled up into one would be great, wouldn't it?
Cause that response team, it seems like it'd be more of a long-term solution, that's gonna, you know, you're building something with that, which is awesome, but gotta start with some training of somewhere. So this service officer of some sort, trainings. And I think there's things that are already in play as well, as far as the council and the police are doing.
Under the recommendations here, the city council is currently grappling with the piece about camping ordinances and being in alignment with the Ninth Circuit's ruling. And also, I think the panhandling thing is something that was decided a couple years ago by the council, and so some of the intersections have the signs say, like, you can't, you know, like, have any exchange, you know, at, like, the intersection place. And I would say that lots of credit to the community service officers and the police department, who is in very close communication, I would bet, and also even across, like, county, like, deputies around the, who are the chronically homeless, who are the folks that we're, you know, seeing around. And, but I'd say, like, the CSOs have more of that direct community engagement piece with them. So that, I think, what I mean to say is, like, I think you picked the right one, Sam, in terms of priority, because these other ones are in some degree of, like, happening, or they already have been happening, or they're on the plan to happen.
Good to hear.
The one about educate the public on codes and laws, that was a recommendation from one of the community members. And I think what they were getting at is somehow let the public know why it's okay to have somebody on the corner panhandling, you know what I mean? Because people will say, why, you know, they've got all this crap here and they've got their living on the sidewalk and all that stuff.
Right.
To help them understand, you know, what the law is or what the code is or something.
It'd be a good topic for the community outreach public event that we can plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can educate the community a little bit on that. There's lots of things we can educate them.
Just to let them know the why, I guess, or, you know.
No. Any more for?
That's where that one came from.
I guess I have a couple more suggestions for homeless over and above what we just discussed.
Are we done with mental health?
It's the same.
Oh, it is, okay. I got two.
No, you're good. Am I good?
Yep.
Number two, homeless, okay. Well, I like one of Mindy's, she said, engage with homeless in a positive way and do outreach. So those are the things that I think that's the start, right? And yeah, topic, this would be a good topic for the community outreach event, public forum, face-to-face forum that we're gonna plan. And the other suggestions I had, provide this feedback to Mayor Sawyer and City Council. That's probably all right on that one. And that's pretty much it on that. Plus, the one that we discussed. I have that as the top of my list also.
The thing about outreach to homeless through personal engagement, that's the same thing that gets repeated throughout as far as customer service skills for police officers. it goes along with the, they should get out of their cars and walk, you know, they should. But they all kind of go together, personal engagement with people that are out, not just the homeless, but whoever. That one comment about being at, I forget where the person was, and two officers were walking towards her and they were so arrogant and strutting and
yep.
had their glasses on and all that. But just some community service, customer service training and,
yeah.
you know, don't do that, just be friendly.
Uh-huh. I separated that out and put it and lumped it under relationships.
Mm-hmm. See, all these things go
homeless
together.
Is kind of like that? Is it a gray
it
area
is.
On the relationship side?
It is.
But there were some specific comments about relationships with the from the policeman to the public, like you just mentioned.
Right.
Where they were ignoring him and didn't treat him very well.
Just looking at how many more items we have on here and how long it's we've been discussing them, do you guys want to push this meeting to be quite long, or do we want to plan of where we're going to stop and like pick it up again next meeting?
My feedback on that is I can stay for as long as the committee is just going to stay to go through them all. We're at number three now, and we've got, what, six?
As a student and someone, you know, who doesn't get to completely decide her own schedule, I do have to be home by a certain time.
How about we go until 7:30?
That works for me.
And then wherever we are, we pick it up
next meeting?
Yeah, that makes sense. And then we'll have, you know, all the information we learned in this meeting on the
right.
minutes, so we can kind of review it real quick on the beginning.
I'm okay with
meeting.
That.
That makes
yeah.
sense to me.
So we're on three added services suggestions. We've done
well, let me go
we're
back.
On recruitment.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Let me go back.
Homeless?
First.
Oh.
I'm not sure if it's homeless or mental health.
You're going to go off the map.
Okay.
Huh?
One thing, and I think it's under yours, Mindy, and just giving it some more thought, is there's... okay, training and how to handle mental health crises. You know, I know you guys get a lot of training. And, you know, I went through the annual reports, and 2019, 856 hours of training, 220, 591, 2021, 425. Of course, there's fewer people. But it might be, you know, a positive thing for in whether it's an annual report or in somewhere that you know that you advertise what you're getting training because I don't think people you know realize that you're probably getting training in all this stuff and some stuff maybe on a yearly basis, I don't know, but I think it would be a good thing to let people know, yes, we do some training, and we do some training in this
area.
I think it's just good to give people that insight.
Do we actually train officers to be mental health experts, though?
Yeah, but not enough.
No.
I don't think anybody, you know, is trained.
No.
That's a long, highly educated profession that is not a police officer's job, like Sam said.
Exactly.
You guys have like a couple weeks of it, if I remember.
Right. We have 2 weeks of it at the police academy where we can do the basic crisis intervention and get them to the right spot to get them the help.
That was a leading question, if you couldn't figure that one
yeah.
out.
I'm a social worker by trade, and I don't know if in whatever I've ever done, if there's ever really an expert.
Right.
You know. And you know, just to kind of say something about the police department, a lot of times, you know, I can tell you from experience, I've ridden with, you know, parole officers and probation officers in big cities and like Milwaukee and Wisconsin and Madison and those people do not go in to those, you know, potentially a dangerous situation. If they're going to revoke parole, they're going to have a police officer right there. So that's where the multidisciplinary, you know, thing would come in handy. You go into a domestic dispute, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, it could get violent really quick, you know, and that's where, you know, police are there to ensure that everybody's safety. And then you get, you know, the mental health piece of it, you know, going. But anyway. But I think that, you know, having two people there, like you were saying, Sam, is a really good way to do it. The other thing that I just kind of wanted to have, you know, throw out there as one of the objectives too, and the city's already working on it, but I think it, to me it would be important to have in there as a city to designate specific areas for homeless campers and meet state regulations and enforcement, you know, because I saw that riddle throughout the whole thing, you know, camping, laying in the streets, you know, and for some people, you know, who live in areas where those people frequently camp, you know, you got somebody all of a sudden at your, you know, on your block and, you know, next to your house. I mean, that can be a scary situation because you don't know what's going to happen. So I think that's, you know, something to continue to look at. So I'll shut up now.
The only comment I had of that is I was wondering if the officers get training on how to actually approach and determine that it is a mental health crisis and possibly hand it off to somebody rather than incarceration.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question.
And I'm assuming that you've taken people to whether it be the hospital or to, you know, some other mental health clinic and you know, after the situation is called.
Yeah. I was just, it kind of answered my question, but my question was just going to be like, what, who do you hand them off to? And like, what's the, what do you do for that? But
okay,
because
so,
we don't have this thing, but.
So 90% of the time, if we're called out to someone having a mental health crisis, we either get them to the hospital, so the emergency room, and then at that point, they are handed off to someone from Lincoln County Mental Health.
Okay.
If they show up. If they don't show up, then it is actually the statute where the hospital is then required to provide the mental health to the person, and they try to get somebody from Lincoln County Mental Health to show up. And if they don't, it's kind of a go-around in circle situation.
It's also not their job. Yeah.
And it's not a perfect world because one time I called because there was appeared to be a homeless person laying in the street with his head out in the middle of the street on 3rd Street.
I read about that.
Well, yeah, you did. It was so frustrating for me because I called, and first of all, the 911 service was ridiculous. And I
agree.
Think all you guys agree with that.
Yep.
I mean, the question, what race is the person? How old are they? You know, and I was just saying, the guy's got his head in the street. I'm not writing a book. Are you writing a book? Anyway, the point is, an officer came and got him to stand up and kind of checked him out, but then had to leave because he probably didn't determine he was in danger, although I felt like laying in the street was dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But he left, and then the person just continued walking down the middle of the street yelling and, you know, just obviously having a mental health crisis. And so what I'm saying is it's not always perfect,
yeah,
you know.
No, absolutely.
It's just,
I understand.
I
right?
Agree. Oh, no, I totally agree. Yep.
So
in that
can
case,
I ask a
the
question?
Handoff wasn't done, huh? In that case, the handoff wasn't made.
There was no handoff.
Yeah, so there's a specific set of circumstances that happen, not to prolong your meeting longer, but there's a specific set of circumstances that have to happen in order to meet the statute requirements for us to be able to put a police officer hold on a person and take away their civil rights. And if that those specific things aren't met, then all we can do is the best we can do to get them into a safe spot, ask them to stop doing it. The jail's not interested in taking anybody for disorderly conduct that's having a mental health crisis. They also don't have the abilities to deal with it. So like I said, it's a bad circle right now, and frankly, the state of Oregon's mental health services suck. And until, in my opinion, until something changes from the top down, we're stuck in the cycle.
So with the priority being the multidisciplinary response team, given that situation, what would look different?
So what would look different there is they would, they offered things like a place to stay. So maybe maybe that person that's on the response team, the mental health aspect of it, is there to do an evaluation, a short evaluation of the person. If they just need a place to stay for the night, they had the means to provide motel rooms. There was agreements in place with two or three motels in Newport that would take them on their vouchers, basically. And then just to have that first connection with that mental health counselor to set up a follow-up appointment and then continue to engage with the person to get them to go to the appointments. It's a great program. We need it.
I think the big one
is the
follow-up.
The follow-up
was key. It becomes a case. Becomes, somebody's trailing it.
Yeah. Yeah, they took a lot of those instances that Mindy's describing and had a resolution to them, at least for that time being, and following up.
I think it's a great example, unfortunately, of the how could we do this different. So I actually think it's good for us to kind of visualize, like, how would we approach that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it brings up the last thing on my little thing about 911, because I heard that from officers. I've heard it from people like me that had the hardest time with them to return it to local service.
Yeah.
I think that would be a recommendation from us.
I would guess that four or five times a day, at least, officers hear complaints on the calling into the dispatch center in Salem.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I was talking to Jason, Chief Malloy, and wasn't that at one time a mobile unit that was parked out here at City Hall for the 911 dispatch at one point?
No, we.
If I remember.
We used to have our own dispatcher.
Oh, so that's where
it was in the Western Tidal building basement.
Oh, okay, maybe that's what.
Yeah, it was Lincoln. It was Lincoln County Communications, and yeah, it was ran right out of here.
So how much in trouble and how much it would cost to move it back to there?
So that's the key right there is money. Mm-hmm. So just a rough quick estimate. So I just went through a RFP process with Salem's buying a new CAD system that we're continuation of. Just the CAD system was $8.5 million startup, and then there's annual fees. So you'd have to bring in a CAD system, you'd have to buy all the equipment, you'd have to then hire employees. So
is it possible to share Toledo's?
Not now, because they don't have the adequate equipment to do it. They would have to go out and buy an $8.5 million CAD system to get started. I mean, it's something I think that would have to go to the voters in order to raise those kind of funds to establish a dispatch center again. No, nobody in our county has that kind of money to entities, city entities and county entities to throw in my opinion right now, but I think it would have to be levied.
Should we recommend it?
That's up to you guys.
I mean, remember that the county tried to get a levy and they
right.
couldn't get that
and
passed.
Get passed.
And so I'm not optimistic that this could, I mean, that way, you're right, that's how it would have to go. And
yeah.
I mean, that seems like a no-brainer to me, that we would want to fund public safety, but when the county couldn't get it passed.
Yeah. And we do try, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. It's an important topic, right?
Yeah.
Non-emergency line, not 911.
There is a non-emergency line.
We have one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just all goes to Salem, and that's the issue.
So it doesn't make a difference.
The disconnect,
okay.
The delayed response.
They don't know where things are.
They don't
that's
know where
they
things
know.
Are. They actually even they come over and do ride-alongs too. They're new dispatchers, but it doesn't click for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And their process is super slow on the call taking process, as you know. Like, I don't. It's their operating procedures that we're stuck with. But it was different here, where if a call came in, if you called, the dispatcher sat here and the call taker sat here and the call taker would say, hey, I got this going on. And the dispatcher would jump right on the police radio and get us going en route before all the information was obtained. Now we get it after the call taker finishes it. They type it up. It goes from their computer to the dispatcher And then the dispatcher reads it off, and by that time that happens, lots of times the call is already over with by the time we get there. I'm a real downer, aren't I?
Realist.
You just raised the priority of the 911 service.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one more before we leave the area.
Go for it, Rick.
The other thought I had is to increase public's awareness of nuisance ordinances, how, what, where, how it works, and that whole process. I was, again, looking through the annual report, and there was, like, that's a lot of calls you guys get on nuisance.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if they're all legit. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But I think educating the public on that sort of thing, and, okay, I've got an abandoned vehicle, next to my house. You know, I call the police. It's not going to be removed in a day. There's a process. And I think it'd be good for the public to understand that process.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't see it gone the next day, well, you guys aren't doing your job.
Right, yeah.
You know, so I think that's part of that education, you know.
Yeah.
Good topic for the public community outreach event again.
Sure. Okay, this time.
I wonder if we could kind of lump the training all together and just make a recommendation about, I don't know how to say it exactly, but we need to find out what training is being done, you know.
Correct.
And especially as far as how to engage with homeless people, diversity.
Relations.
How much training is there actually happening in diversity? These are things we don't know. You guys know, but
we need to find out.
We
got, you know, when you first come in as an officer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the initial training that officers go through. But yeah, as far as the continuing ed, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think that would help, you know, people understand more that, you know, stuff is going on.
So and
part of our job is to review that anyway and to make recommendations regarding training, and that might be down the road one of those things, you know. Maybe we'd like to recommend that, you know, there isn't as much diversity training as we would think.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, I think it's, that's
a
whole
for
different
us
subject,
to do.
I think,
yeah.
that you know, we kind of take a look at.
So we don't really need to make recommendations
at
all, because that's our job is to... Find out what training's being done, and hey, what do we think?
Yeah. Maybe to put it down. I mean, I don't think it hurts, you know.
But we need to find out first.
Yeah, you're right. My mind was going somewhere else.
Yeah. I did a specific question to you. Do they do the training for determining menial? Maybe we can discuss it with him.
I think what you guys are looking for would be a more lengthy response, maybe, from the chief. If it sounds the way that I'm reading this, it's pretty specific. But yeah, we have annual training. We have monthly trainings that we do. We have training the city puts out through Safe Personnel that is audit diversity training. So there is a bunch. There's a bunch that we do, but if you want a specific answer and hours broken down, you would have to, you'd have to let him respond to that.
I think what Mindy's saying
is, what the curriculum
on her list,
is and everything.
I think what she's saying is, out of her list, can you identify things that are
we
already...
We do everything in this list.
Okay.
But
is there a
we'll
training,
just look at it later as
that,
a committee and see.
Law enforcement does on a yearly basis.
Free.
I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin Department of Corrections, you go through what's called the POS training, Principles of Subject Control. And actually all staff go through that, because a big part of that is de-escalation techniques.
Yep.
And is that something that
law enforcement
does on a yearly basis?
Yep. We do it twice a year, and then we do we call it de-escalation. We have de-escalation training. We have it's called simunition training, to where we'll have actors and engage in people who are, you know, in various states of mind and doing various types of thing, and whether it's a de-escalation situation or where if it's a forced response situation, we have that. That's mandated by law. There's a certain amount of hours that is mandated, and we go above those hours.
And to my point, I don't think everybody knows that. I don't think people understand that you go through a immense de-escalation, training and those kinds of things.
In order to maintain our certifications, we have to have those hours every year.
So it sounds to me like it's not a recommendation.
Right.
But it's a question and maybe at some point a discussion, an item that we're gonna ask to be brought so that we have more information about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
If we get that far, I've got something in mind.
What training's being done, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The courses are like, I mean, like that.
He could bring you in PowerPoints, he could bring you, he can make you go through it. We need people to get shot with our little wax bullets.
No.
Stu's volunteering.
Yeah, oh, okay, Stu's got his hand up.
I was just gonna say, it's almost 7:20, and we have another agenda item to look over.
You have quite a few, so you might have to.
So what I was suggesting we do is determine where we are in this. I think we've covered one and two pretty well. One is traffic, two is homelessness. We're on added services and suggestions, I think. And we've also covered training and 911 a little bit. I suggest we stop right here on this part and go on to review the, I guess this is the brochure?
Yeah, the brochure.
So.
Can I make one final comment?
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like we have almost done everything, if you think about it and go through it. We have the things for homeless, anyway, recruitment and hiring. We don't need to, that doesn't need to be a recommendation to city council or to the chief.
I have a couple thoughts.
That's what he needs to tell us. I would like him to tell us what the practices are and then.
Right.
But that's not.
I do have a couple thoughts.
That kind of right.
And I have a couple of thoughts on number 3 and 4 and 5, too, over and above what you have on your list.
Okay.
So it sounds like we should just put that on hold.
Yeah.
That was my suggestion. So can I make a motion? And do I have to make a motion to move on?
I think we can agree.
Yeah, we agree to stop right here and realize where we're at and pick it up next meeting.
Because we're almost done.
Yeah, go ahead, Patty.
The six items that we, that you guys chose, traffic, homelessness, added services / suggestion, overall safety, relationships, and mental health do not line up with Mindy's outline.
Right.
Correct.
And that means you want, so we're talking about two different things here. So everyone's on the same page.
It just skips around a little.
Mindy's outline is a microcosm of the main 6 points.
Yeah, I had to combine things, you know, whatever.
Like I said, I have comments on 3, 4, and 5, and 6.
Four, thanks to five.
So should I start and give my feedback on the brochure and we go around the table? Okay. I think overall it's a really good effort. On the initiative list, so I don't have anything, no problems with the text on the purpose and objective.
I think it's strange to have something that says mission statement with nothing underneath.
Yeah.
That's my only.
True.
Otherwise, I think it's very nicely done.
Yeah, well, let me hand it off to you then. What I was going to do is I was going to say, on the bulleted list, I don't understand technology. What are we responsible for with regarding technology? So I was going to strike that and add a couple. I was thinking at homelessness and traffic, because those are items on our list.
I guess what I would stick with is the original thing we got from the city council as far as our purpose.
Yeah. Well, my specific request was to strike technology that's nebulous. I don't understand it. Hmm. And then add homelessness and traffic. Those are the items that the committee would actually look at. I don't know what technology means.
Why not just use these headings?
What is these?
The ones that we just went through.
The ones that on Mindy's.
Yes,
on
Traffic's, Mindy. Traffic and public safety, homelessness and mental health, recruitment and hiring, training, community policing, code enforcement.
Our original clusters.
Yeah.
That occurred to me too.
Yes.
It just seemed like kind of a long list, but Yeah, I agree with that.
I like that, but I also think that there's a couple of things on the purpose, on the little bullet points that aren't specifically stated on like either the little clusters or on your plan that we talked about, but they aren't specifically stated and I think should be specifically stated here. Like racial equity issues and use of force, those things aren't like in our categories. We talked about them and we will take action on them, but so I think we should leave those. I don't think we should cut those ones out.
Or maybe just say equity, because we're...
Yes, equity,
you know,
in all,
just
in all categories, I think is important.
Diversity.
I think all of them except for technology
DEI.
Should be on there.
Yeah.
I mean, but then add the homelessness and traffic. But I also agree with the suggestion just to put all of the main headings that are on Mindy's sheet.
On our original sheet.
On the original, but don't strike out the ones that are in there already.
I can go along with that. It just doesn't seem to fit to me, but that's fine.
Which one?
It just seems real specific and non-specific. Homelessness, well, what does that mean? You know, traffic, well...
That's what I thought about technology.
You know, I mean, that's kind of under safety and it's covered, you know...
I thought it was important enough to put there, though, right? It's one of the main...
It's all important.
Yeah, but number two, we discussed homelessness a lot in this meeting, and it's not even there, so... I was thinking of somehow
sure
making it, putting it.
I mean, it kind of fits under mental health response.
Yeah, mental health and homelessness. You could say that.
Yeah, we could add it to that one.
Yeah.
But just adding
it on
to
one.
I like that better.
Yeah.
Mental health and homelessness. I like it.
And maybe the chief could have... Patty, do you know what technology is?
I don't.
Okay.
If we don't know what it is, I'm sure the people...
Yeah,
no,
well,
no,
somebody wrote it, so somebody
I don't think Chief
to
wrote it.
Somebody.
Yeah, Chief didn't write this.
I can't remember
sure
who he said it was.
I don't know.
I
don't know where this
quality
came
of life.
I think he's probably maybe like social media or something like that for technology.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I have some
probably
visual aesthetic and accessibility comments. One, the font is too small on one side. The side where it's just too small for anyone to read, and I don't think we should put, I think we either need to clean it up and be more concise or just not go into that depth because it's too small. And also that blue, which is fun, it's making it really hard to read the actual text behind it with that, like those darker shadings of blue.
It's also upside down.
Yeah.
Go to white text at that point.
Something that's just not, yeah, it's just hard. You can't read it.
And the other just small thing, committee members, the council liaison alternatives listed, but not the liaison.
Thank you for noticing that.
So that should be listed.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing as far as membership, the chief isn't listed anywhere.
Right, I noticed that too.
And he should be listed.
He's down
here, but down here. But he's not with the membership, and it kind of looks like he's not a member, but he is.
Yeah.
So
and how often are we going to update this committee members list? Every time we get a new...
It's a good question.
If you leave tomorrow, we got to update.
Yeah.
When I go to college, I kind of have to leave.
No, you got to come back.
But I think if we were to do like one of those community forums, we would want to have them at the ready for that and then maybe print new ones depending on when folks change over.
This is the technology part.
I would leave, I would leave the names off and just have the positions on there personally.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
And then you don't have to, print a new brochure every year.
And then we can get rid of part of the membership list because
that
lists out what each position is.
That list already.
So that would combine it. As much as I love seeing my name on official documentation.
Now you have it in your hand.
I'll keep this one.
Put it up on my wall.
Put it on the fridge.
Draft.
Are we good to end this meeting and do the rest of the list tomorrow?
Not
next
tomorrow.
Meeting?
I still got 3 minutes.
Well, would you like to gossip for 3 minutes or?
What do you got?
did you have something in director's report you needed to report on?
No, not really. It was just basic information. Nothing that needs to make them stay past 7:30.
I have just one more suggestion for the brochure. We have a very good page on the police website for the city of Newport that actually has a frequently asked questions area, and you hit back and it brings you to another page that has the answers. I suggest maybe we put the URL to that in this brochure so people could actually go there and look at the frequently asked questions and get the answers.
I think we should use a QR code rather than a URL. I have never in my life copied down a URL from a piece of paper.
You can copy paste into your browser though.
You can scan it, do that, but it's much easier.
But if it's a brochure that's handed out, you don't copy paste that.
You have to have it, of course. But you have to have an electronic copy to do that.
That's right.
Of course.
So QR code would be much preferred.
I wasn't a consultant for a long time without knowing that. But anyway, that's just a suggestion.
We also need to make sure we hear from public comment and committee comment.
Is there any public comment?
No, but we have to still say it, yeah, I think.
Was there any committee comments? Any additional comments from the committee?
I'll do one thing real quick. In the packet, you got the metrics like this. We were asked a couple times as far as your duty policy. And what I did is I went through all of the policies and put together some that kind of interested me as far as, because I think part of our mission is to review police policy. And we haven't really done that. And this would probably be a good, I mean, use of force. I mean, we talked a little bit about that policy is a good. So maybe take a look at this and then we can maybe talk about it next week. You know, if everybody has specific things. I kind of would like to start seeing us review a policy every time that we get together.
So just a comment from us being the people who put these policies out. I think the chief's mission, the Lexapol, to you folks before maybe, that is the service that we use to update, push out, and then give feedback on all the policies. What Lexapol does is it goes out, looks at state law, Oregon state law, federal law, and also industry standards with the Department of Public Safety and Training. So we often receive almost monthly updates for policies. So my point being, when you're reviewing these, it's good to put in the back of your mind that they've already gone through the federal compliance, the state compliance, and then also the Oregon Accreditation Alliance compliance, and then pushed out to the departments.
And part of the process is to understand, you know, the process or the procedures,
mm-hmm.
you know. So if somebody, say, comes to me as an advisory committee member, they can say, well, you know, so-and-so stopped me and did this. Well, they're supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, that's yeah. normal.
Not yeah. necessarily
right. You're not
to
talking
review
about
them, but to understand what the
right.
policy is for
yeah.
our purposes.
Yeah, just to make sure, too,
yeah.
when you talk to the chief about it.
Yeah, I get how often policies
well,
change.
Well, that, because they are updated so fast, he needs to figure out a way to get you the most updated copy, because
right.
what's online is probably actually not up to date with the list right now.
Well, and if I may, we've got to get to a place that this group moves through things in a more organized and quick way, or we will never have an option for being able to review a policy or to hear a policy to be able to understand it or to do some other work. We've been working on this thing for months. To the point that people in this group decided we need to meet every single month rather than bi-monthly, which was what we signed up for. And yet we're still here, and we're still discussing this. And it's great discussion, but somehow as a group, we've got to do this in a different way.
Yes.
Because it's a lot of time, and I don't feel like it's moving forward in any productive manner.
Totally agree.
And all of us like to have our opinions heard, and I think that's important, and yet somehow we gotta get this figured out differently.
Yeah.
Because.
The survey was out in what, 3-4 months ago?
Yeah.
What, one of the things you didn't.
And I'm sure people would wonder, why did I even fill out a survey? I haven't heard anything.
One of the meetings, we didn't have a quorum, I think, and I tried to actually approach that when I made a motion in the February meeting to approach the responses in a way that the committee decides upfront the priority and preference of each and address them in that order. And assign committee discussion, recommendation, and approve a point person to execute on what the committee decision is as far as an action item. That's why I did that, to be a little bit more efficient, and that motion carried.
And yet that motion is so huge, I'm not sure I could tell you, say back to you like in a summary, like what did that mean?
It was in the meeting minutes.
Yeah, but what does that mean, right? I can't.
It's a way to approach these and.
And I'm not trying to be combative. That just is hard for me to summarize everything.
You still have the quorum.
I don't understand, but.
It would take a little bit more understanding.
Yeah.
See you next time.
It was a process to approach the whole.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah, I just think we just need to, I mean, we said 7:30, and I just wanna say, I think we need to really be thinking about this, and how do we get this work to move forward?
Well, that was my thought, just so you know.
So that we just move it forward rather than sitting here and kibitzing.
Right.
That was my approach to it, and that's why I promote.
Yeah, I hear that.
Okay, so, on that note, any more committee comments?
Yeah, I do have one.
Okay.
I'd like to actually have for the next meeting, a discussion of the Police Advisory Committee goals. We received a document from Patty a while back with 3 goals in it. And I'd like to have discussion around, you know, in this committee on where we are with those goals. Maybe even list the goals so people know what they are, and just kind of do a level check on where we are with actually completing those goals.
And I would say that I think we need to finish one thing before we start something else.
This is something I'm suggesting for the next meeting, and that's wanting to be, I want to have that on the agenda if possible.
And I, yeah.
Okay, we can get on the agenda.
Did you hear what it was, Patty?
I got it.
You got it.
I wrote it down.
There's 5 Wednesdays in June. Which Wednesday is our Wednesday for meeting?
Fourth, that'd be my question.
Fourth, isn't it?
Fourth, yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Are we adjourned?
I just wanted to say I won't be here for the next meeting.
Okay.
Because that's the time I'm out of town, the 22nd.
Okay, sounds like we're adjourned.
Second. Hey, thanks for being here.
Yeah, you bet.
We got a lot of information that we wouldn't have had if you weren't here.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Man, wind can be so hard on you.
Hang in there.
Oh, you know, I stand up for myself.
There you go.